This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision here in lovely Las Vegas. And in the studio lounge, we have two lovely people here. Craig, I bet you've never been called lovely before.
not even once.
Well, today's your day. Craig Peterson from Zest and Jackie Takei from Zest. How are you guys doing?
How's it going?
This is an incredible meeting with a lot of really interesting people.
Isn't it? The discussions are second to none here. I mean, I've only been in like three or four of the sessions so far, and I'm blown away by the conversation. Okay. And I'm bumming that I'm missing the other one right now, but we'll get a review on that pretty soon. So what's your thoughts on the Underground? Any thoughts? Jackie, you want to go first?
Electric.
Yeah? Oh, electric.
Yes. Okay. Just the energy. I love that they're not afraid to step in and talk about the controversial topics, things that need to be talked about, but we don't always talk about. It's just been amazing so far.
Yeah.
Right? Well, and this is my first time to attend, and like Jackie, I'm surprised at how everybody's talking about openly about things that typically they've avoided.
Yes.
And they're taking on some very difficult tasks, especially around fairness and lending, DEI, around the whole subject, how that plays out. And that's right where we're trying to play as well.
Yep.
And so it makes it so that our conversations are really poignant right now.
Yeah, you guys connect on a lot of these conversations really well, right?
Yeah.
So having said that, any highlights so far today? I know we're kind of almost done with day one. We got, I think, one more session to go, but any highlights? Jackie, anything stand out for you so far?
I think the last session when they were just talking about diversifying boards, because when we're talking about, you know, technology and bringing that into credit unions. And one of the panelists said something that I thought was really interesting around, you know, do you think that, you know, the average age of 70-year-olds at the boards are talking about, hey, we need technology? They're probably not. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it now in action. How do you actually change that? Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, for sure. Craig, anything stand out for you so far?
Yeah, in one of the first groups, they were talking about CUSOs and the value of CUSOs. And Chris Kovacs made a very important point where he said it's important that you buy into the CUSO, that you invest in it and support it, because not everything can be done by the credit union.
Correct.
You can't turn credit unions into software companies. Right. You can't turn them into fintechs.
Right.
But if they partner with the right ones, then they can do it. And they even talked about the caution of partnering with those that they may not survive. And I thought that was really interesting how they said, you know what, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, because that came from a question from Todd Lane from Tricos, because they've been working with a number of fintechs, and some of those fintechs, believe it or not, go away. They don't make it. So for one reason or another, and so that's a risk you got to take. But there's also companies out there that'll help vet those companies, because there's so many fintechs now.
I think it just goes to the importance of being a CUSO, though. If you can qualify and be a CUSO, then the chances of you surviving are much greater.
Yeah,
and that should be a buying point for a credit union as they're looking into adopting any type of new technology. Mm-hmm. Go to the CUSO world first. Let them see if you can find the business a solution there.
Yep.
And if you can't be successful there, then go outside.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, get that buy-in from the credit unions for sure. And then you have an engaged audience right away.
Well, yes, and we're aligned. That's what CUSOs do. We're aligned with the credit union space.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And so what do you guys want to take away from this? I know we're just almost done with day one, but anything you want to take back to the office Monday morning, Jackie? Or?
Everything.
Wow.
I feel like I always have a long list of to-dos for everybody at Zest of what we need to do as an organization and how we can just continue to move forward and continue to partner. I think the biggest thing is listening and understanding every single one of these credit unions in here. What are the challenges? What are they facing? What keeps them up at night? Mm-hmm. What are they focused on? Mm-hmm. And how we align. So, you know, Craig talked about that. Brian Koss, you know, talking about why it's important that they're partnering with fintechs and paying attention to, you know, what's coming, you know, the whole thing around crypto, you know, being progressive. So all of these things, we have to just pay attention to, and then see how we're aligning with these credit unions. How are we solving these issues, of diversity? And are we actually, do we look like our members? Do we, are we providing services to the underserved, the underbanked? And how are we doing that? Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot to take back.
Yeah, no, a lot to digest for sure. Craig, what are you going to take back? Just one or two things?
I think the most important thing I'm taking back from this is that the credit unions want to talk specifically about solutions that sometimes are uncomfortable. And we address some of that stuff with our solutions, and now I can tell that they want just specific, honest response. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to encourage my team to be more bold, more direct, and get to the heart of the question.
Yeah. And isn't that the credit union wheelhouse anyway?
It is.
So, because we're... credit unions are used to dealing with uncomfortable things and going where, the banks won't go.
That's right.
So that's
help
part
get
of the course.
Let's help them get there.
Exactly. The other thing that I just kind of popped into my head was when Jen Oliver and Chris Kovacs were talking about their kids and what their experiences were at their credit union, which wasn't great. And that's the kind of frank talk that really needs to be put out there, right?
I thought that was 100%. I have a 20-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old son, and they have never stepped foot into a branch. Yeah. And I am a proud credit union member, but I could say, me too, when Chris was talking, I tried to make a payment from the outside, B word to my credit union, and it took me over an hour, and they asked me to fax them my signature and a letter as to, and I said, and this is a multi-billion-dollar credit union. I won't say the name, but this is why we need to partner with fintechs and credit unions. Yeah. We do. We have to get better. The pandemic has forced us forward, but we have a lot more work to do because the younger generation, they're not going to wait. That walking into a lobby, when he said, walked into a lobby and waited 45 minutes, that wouldn't happen. My son would be like, I'm out of here. He'd be on his phone, and he'd be at the next, lender that was going to...
Well, he shared that. He said, while they were waiting to open his account, he opened an account on whatever, a Coinbase or something like that, in 5 minutes, and he was ready to rock and roll. Yep. So I'm like, that's the competition out there right now. That's what we got to live up to.
100%. So, my son lost his debit card, and he said, can you just put a credit card on my thing so I can pay with Apple Pay? Because he's up at UC Berkeley. Hashtag, just, I'm going to be a doubting mom. He's going to go play baseball for UC Berkeley next year. So he's on his official visit this weekend. And of course, teenager lost his debit card. And, and he's like, can you hook up a credit card to my Apple Pay so I can pay? I mean, this is the instant, right? And instantly, within a few minutes, he's got his credit card on his Apple Pay. And that should be, his credit union that he's connecting to.
I hear you. That's what we got to live up to. It's coming. It's not coming. It's already here. So it's good stuff. Anything else, guys? I know you want to get back in there and watch the rest of the event, if you will. But any final thoughts, Jackie? Or
no, I appreciate what you do, Mike.
Oh,
just bringing the topics forward, having the conversations, and just, just allowing us the forum to be able to ask questions, push in the envelope. So appreciate
it. Well, we're here to help deliver. That's for sure. Craig, anything?
It makes a big difference when we have the chance just to talk to people in just a regular conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not always a sales environment. A lot of it is education and understanding what the solution's all about, how it works, how it will affect them, and that we're here to help and be supportive.
Yep. That's how you get things done. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Mike.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Always.
Thank you, Mike.
She's good. She's good. All right, guys. Be well, and we'll see you around next one. There they are, dynamic duo from Zest. Go check them out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.